in the 30s, you remember the dust storms, the dust bowl?
Oh, yeah. I remember we had moved to a new location that's close to Drum Right, actually sort of between Cushing and Drum Right, but it's still out in the country. I can remember Mother had some gauze. She would wet the gauze and put it over our face so we could breathe through that gauze. I can remember waking up in the morning and having dirt that I had been breathing in, and that this thing had acted like a filter, and it had absorbed a lot of that dust, that real fine dust. It looked kind of nasty, but it saved us a lot of pain, I think, as far as health was concerned. Those dust storms were terrible.
So you'd see dust clouds?
Yes. In fact, later on when I was flying for the Air Force, I recall I was at 30,000 feet over someplace in Oklahoma, and I was in dust at 30,000 feet. It was nasty.
You moved around a lot, I believe, right?
Yes.
Was school fun for you?
I enjoyed school.
Was reading interesting?
I read a lot.
Science or math, did that pick up early?
Yeah. Of course, it was rudimentary, but I enjoyed school.
We're also talking about the time of the Depression back then. With your parents working as a school teacher, then you never really felt any wants during the Depression.
No.
Were there neighbors around who you knew that perhaps needed, or maybe even moved on, as many did, to California?
Well, that's right. They did. They moved to California. Well, I remember Tom Stafford and I were in California working in the space program.
Astronaut Tom Stafford, who was also from Oklahoma.
Correct. He was introducing me, and Pete Conrad made some slur about Okies. And Tom said, "You better be careful. We took California without firing a shot."
Well, let me just go back here to the WPA projects, Works Progress Administration.
Yeah, they gave people jobs. That was really fortunate for the people because it was a little bit of cash flow.
You saw some of those projects underway?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of projects?
What I saw is they were working on roads. Now, I had a cousin that worked for CCC camps. My cousin Kenneth was at one of those camps. It was very much like a military situation. Everybody was happy to have the work. Kenneth, his mother had passed away, and he sent money to his father, and that helped him out considerably. And then at his senior year, Kenneth came and stayed with us because it was convenient. He was really a good basketball player, and Dad was a coach. Anyway, it was a kind of an interesting time to be alive because of the uncertainty involved. And then, of course, Europe got engulfed in war. Everything changed.
Didn't you pick cotton as a young boy?
Yes.
How old were you then about?
I was about 11.
Tell us about that experience.
Well, cotton pickers are the greatest invention in the world as far as I'm concerned. Now, what I did was we had the professional cotton pickers. These people had a bag about 10 feet long, and they'd drag that thing. As soon as the bag filled up, they'd go weigh it, and they would write it down in a book and so forth, because that's how they got paid. Now, the people who lived on the farm, they didn't get paid. They just worked. What I was doing is I was following the other people, and I was cleaning the bowls out if they didn't get all the cotton. So my fingers started getting really sore, because bowls are hard and sharp after the cotton has been pulled out of them.
The bowl actually houses the cotton. Right.
I said, how in the world do these people put up with that pain? I looked at their hands, and you've heard the expression, keep your cotton picking hands off of me?
Yes.
Well, that's not a joke. I mean, their hands were all rough and ruddy. They toughened up their fingers and so forth, but they looked horrible. And I thought, that's no way to live. When I was working on the International Space Station in Huntsville, Alabama, they grew a lot of cotton down there. And I had a good friend there. And so I said, do you know anybody around here that has a cotton patch? And he said, oh, yeah. He said, about half a dozen people in the church. Of course, now they have these big machines. So I got to go see one and see how it worked. I was just fascinated by the mechanized cotton pickers.
They, as you call them, professional pickers back then, they were mostly black, were they?
No.
No?
No, we didn't have too many blacks in the area where we lived.